This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So, repeat after me, running the federal government is not like running a business. Case in point, and again, it's a cash flow thing, clawing back money the government has appropriated but hasn't spent yet, specifically pandemic relief funds. One possible, emphasis here on the word possible, area of agreement as those debt limit talks go on, is a Republican demand to take that money back. President Biden has said the idea is, quote, on the table. Thing is, there is not a whole lot of unspent money left. Marketplace's Henry Epp went looking to see how much might still be out there.
Congress passed six big spending bills in response to COVID, totaling $4.6 trillion, according to the Government Accountability Office. And the GAO's Kristen Kosolek says most of that money is gone.
By far, the vast majority of the funds have been obligated. There are these amounts that are left.
The exact amount left is not totally clear. It was about $90 billion the last time GAO made an estimate at the end of January. Now it could be as little as $30 billion, says Bill Hoagland, a senior vice president with the Bipartisan Policy Center.
If you could call that back, it's a nice hunk of change, so to speak, but it is, in the grand scheme of things, it's a small piece of the negotiations.
And it would be a tiny part of this year's federal deficit of over $900 billion. Still, $30 billion isn't nothing. Among other things, it's supposed to go towards modernizing outdated unemployment insurance systems and providing health services to tribal communities. But it's not clear that all of the unobligated funds can be clawed back, says Marielle Lopez-Santana, an associate professor of policy and government at George Mason University.
I think it's going to be very difficult to do this, right? Because we're talking about, you know, hundreds of agencies.
Not to mention all the states, municipalities, and tribes that might be expecting this money. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.